Let's welcome back with us live this morning, State Senator Fred Baldwin, giving us a call from Cheyenne. Senator Baldwin, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you, Duke?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Appreciate your time in the busy schedule of the session. And let's see, you have just under 2 weeks left in the session. Is that correct?
Right. We just passed halfway this week.
All right. So assuming there's no extensions, right?
Yeah, well, we can always hope.
Well, Senator, we appreciate the time. I understand that the budget bills are still being worked out, and we spoke with Representative Evan Simpson this week, and he mentioned the budget bills between the House and the Senate were about $4 million apart, which he said was probably as close as it's been in a long time.
That's probably as close as it's been in my time here. In my 6 years, you know, we've never been that close. So it should be workable. It's in conference committee. Matter of fact, I think they're meeting as we speak.
And when you look at the budget, Senator, are there any items that jump out to you as far as where funding is going or where funding might not be going? Anything that you want to highlight?
Nothing that really jumps out. I think we spent some money on projects that we probably didn't need to. Some of the money that got cut a little bit this year that was a little bit surprising. As we reduced some of the programs at the University of Wyoming this year, which in my mind is a good thing, but that was kind of new. We haven't done a lot of cutting. There's projects that we're going to hold back on and not get done right away.
State Senator Fred Baldwin with us this morning on the weekday wake up. As far as raising revenue, I know that there was a lodging tax that was working its way through the corporate tax as well. What are the latest on some of those bills?
The corporate tax died in the House. It didn't come across to the Senate. The lodging tax, or what's called the tourism fund, it's not called lodging tax, but House Bill 134 is on second reading in the Senate today. It's a fairly even vote. It's about a 50-50 whether it's going to get through or not, but it'll be on final reading tomorrow in the Senate. I said it's on second reading today. That's really the only tax bill that's still alive right now, or the only revenue raiser is that up.
And that would impose a tax on lodging and campsites and that type of thing. What is that percentage? Do you know off the top of your head what increase that would be?
I believe it's 4. I can't tell you for sure off the top of my head because it's been amended several times. I'm sure we'll see more amendments today. But yeah, generally a 4% tax.
State Senator Fred Baldwin. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, I was just moving on to another bill proposal that's been getting a lot of attention is this 48-hour waiting period before abortions bill.
Yeah, and that one made it out of the House, and we haven't heard it in the Senate yet. I assume that will come to our Committee on Labor and Health. But as of right now, we've not heard it yet. Now, that's a bill that we came across last year as well, which was defeated in the Senate. And I don't know where it stands. We haven't had it assigned to committee yet in the Senate.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to highlight that's been talked about in the Senate and the legislature?
You know, the biggest thing out there right now, at least in what I read here, and that's not the hometown newspapers, obviously, but the land purchase of the Occidental or down in southern Wyoming from Occidental Petroleum. It's not that we're buying it right now, but we're putting together a proposal to look at it. It's over 1 million acres along the Union Pacific Corridor in southern Wyoming. We're putting together a proposal. They're selling it. It's not a for sure thing, but it would be a huge, big game changer in Wyoming. And whether it happens or not is probably less than a 50-50 chance, but that's big news. It would be huge revenue, and it would be one of the bigger events to have. Certainly the biggest event since I've been in the state of Wyoming would be huge revenue stream for the state of Wyoming and quite a good thing for the sportsmen and fishermen in Wyoming.
So explain to us what the state would do with that land if that purchase actually does take place. Would they then turn around and resell it to private developers for the natural resources, or would they lease that development? How would that work?
You know, and that remains to be seen. That's part of the study, and that's part of the bills that we put together is develop a land use plan, but I doubt that it would involve selling that off. I think it would be maintained by the state. We would use that as a source of revenue by leasing it out to, you know, whomever, for instance, the soda ash industry, which is a large portion of it in Sweetwater County, and some oil and gas development, a large portion of just recreational use for hunting, and not so much fishing along that corridor, but a lot of hunting opportunities in that for state use. But the big revenue will come from the minerals that lie underneath. I say the soda ash is a big deal. And, you know, it's like all of Wyoming. Who really knows what lies underneath all that? Because it's a big chunk of ground. And there may be opportunities there that we just don't even know about yet, but certainly a big revenue raiser for the state.
Well, you mentioned it's still unclear how that vote would go, and there's still a lot of research, of course, to be done. What are those that are nervous about the purchase or maybe saying that they're not in favor of it, at least not right now? What's the opposing view?
You know, the opposing view is, and of course we get millions of emails on it every day, but is that the state would sell it all off to developers, and that the public would lose use of it altogether. And a lot of question of whether the state of Wyoming can afford it right now, whether we should be putting our money out and looking at putting money out into something like this. That's the big opposing view, is that they worry about how the state's going to afford managing that much land and what they would do with it if not sell it off or to give it all to developers.
Senator Fred Baldwin, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on this morning?
The only other bill that's really of note coming out of the Senate now is something called the First Responders Mental Health Bill. It's Senate File 117. I think that's a big deal. It would include first responder folks, firemen, policemen, in on the workman's comp program for mental health issues. As you know, they face a lot of issues where they deal with a lot of traumatic things that most people would never see. And as of this point, there is no mental health coverage for those people, and this would provide for that. And that will come out of the Senate and go to the House this week.
Senator, thank you so much for your time. We'll touch base with you again next week.
Very good. Try to keep it warm out there.
We're doing our best, yes. Senator Fred Baldwin with us this morning. It's on the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.